Today's Garden Bite brought to you by Creekside Soils. I'm so excited. It's time to put those peppers and tomatoes in the ground. The ground temp should be about 60 degrees for tomatoes and about 70 degrees for peppers. They like it hot. This year, I'm trying a couple of new AAS winners, Red Racer and Valentine. If you follow me on Facebook, you know I'm not sure which are which yet due to a greenhouse debacle. We'll learn together. I'm also planting two other cultivars I've never tried before, Sun Sugar, which I hear is fantastic, and Celebrity. When planting, be sure to sink that tomato plant deep. They will root from anywhere on the stem. Also, as my friend the tomato man, Tom McCusick, says, they're heavy feeders. I have the video we made on GardenBite.com. Tom puts a fish head in the bottom of the hole, then places the tomato plant, anchors it with soil, and adds more amendments, including worm castings and bone meal. If you're not into that, add a fertilizer. Also, place a barrier around the stem of the plant at soil level to deter cutworms. I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. Stake or cage your tomato plants. They'll get better air circulation, have fewer pest problems, and it allows the fruit to totally ripen. You can use old nylons to tie the stem to the stake if necessary, and prune those weak side stems. You're growing the plant up, not out. Oh, and place that cage right away, or you'll wish you did. I'm also planting my peppers. I'm trying a new one for me, Red Beauty. Check GardenBite.com and find GardenBite on Facebook. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. And follow me. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.